I've got to be honest, it is it's the craziest 48 hours of my life, you know. When I kind of got the phone call that, could you take the job, I did say yes. I obviously spoke to Dermot and Matty Gray because I've got a lot of time and respect for them. They have been great. They've done a lot of stuff behind the scenes that people maybe don't realise. So spoke to them and they said go for it. And then I kind of worried for an hour, and then I started thinking of the team and worried about that for the next kind of hour. I think I spent about 20 hours on the phone solid, just speaking to people, getting a bit of advice here and there. And in the end, it got about 7 o'clock last night. I finally laid down in my bed and thought, I'll just try and enjoy it, you know. So that was hectic, but I'd say I enjoyed the second half. Didn't enjoy the first half much. But it's a great experience.
I'd say it had a bit of everything, didn't it? Because, it's always great when you come from 2-0 down, but obviously you halved the arrears by half-time. The second half, it was all nicely set up. You got one back. There was a bit of, some spiciness going on out there, and no doubt in the technical area as well, I'd imagine. So it had a bit of everything. The crowd were fantastic as well.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, I think everyone's gone home entertained. I think that's the thing here. People like to see you put in a real shift and energy and play for the shirt. And you've got to say the lad's done it, didn't you? I mean, at 2-0 down to a team like Mansfield with a manager like obviously Steve Evans, who has his team well drilled, aggressive, hard to play against. For the character that they showed to get back, it's all credit to them. And I think the first goal was massive. Getting that, it just lifted them at half time. If I'd have gone in at 2-0, I think it was a hard team talk, but just kind of got them together. And just went from there, and the rest is history, as I say.
Because the quote always is, different voice in the dressing room, i.e. yours. And the other cliche is, getting a reaction. Well, you certainly got that. Whether it was down to the different voice, we don't know, but it certainly looked that way.
Hey, look, I honestly believe the players were playing for obviously the old gaffer. Football is a funny old game. Things happen and all sorts. Without bigging myself up, I'm fairly well respected within the four walls of the dressing room, and I did think I would get the lads playing for me, and that's how it turned out. So yeah.
Well, God, what's it like as a player when the manager, the club parts company with the manager? I always try and use that word guilt. You sort of think, crumbs, guys, we haven't done the business here, and the manager pays for it.
Yeah, that is how you feel. There's a bit of guilt. I think what I said yesterday. I said we've won 1 out of 13 games. You can't make excuses, you know. We've got to flipping do better, we're the ones who cross over the white line. So, well, I haven't done it much this season, but we're the ones who go on the white line, and we're the ones who play. So, you've got to take a lot of stick. And to be fair, there has been a bit of stick handed out, and that's just par for the course. But you do feel guilty, and then they have kind of almost shown that anger and determination to kind of stick it down a few people's throats. So, I'm just snacking now.
Only played 4 minutes. But what an interesting period coming up now. I assume you won't be applying for the manager's job, but also as a player as well. I mean, your contract's up, that could. Yeah. You don't know what the future holds for you.
Yeah, I could be on the old trap heap, couldn't I? I'm really determined to still be a player. I know I've probably been written off this season as kind of having injuries and stuff, which I have. But I think sometimes you just have a bad season like that. I'm in good shape, It's just one of them things. I've just been unlucky, and I'm really determined to still play. I enjoy today. I still see myself as a player, I've got to be honest. If I can help her in any other way, then I'll do it. Obviously, for the best of the club, that's what's important. So I still want to play, but we'll see what happens. I really couldn't give you any more,
But I presume you'd like to stay here as well, because you're very popular here. You're one of the longest-serving players as well.
Yeah, I'd love to stay. I'd love to stay in more of a kind of playing capacity, but we'll see what happens. I honestly can't speak for obviously the owner and the decision makers at the club, but no, it's good.
And what sort of manager would you like to see brought in here? I mean, obviously the club's had you've played under quite a few managers in your relatively, well, so I've just said you're long serving, but 3 years, not a massive time, well, a long time in football, I guess, but you've played under a few managers. What sort of manager do you think needs to be brought in?
That's a million-dollar question, isn't it? It's very hard for me to answer that question. I think people need to kind of have a sit down and have a think about how this club has kind of got where it is by what they've done, and maybe there does need to be a little bit of stability and a little bit of trust from the stands and everything to trust the right man. But they've got to speak to people, and they've got to get someone who can look to kind of have a bit of a plan. I know we did anyway, but a bit of a plan, because it's a tough league, you know. There's a lot of clubs, I said it before, there's a lot of clubs with far better infrastructures, training grounds, youth teams, under 21s teams, that you're up against it, you know. We haven't got that kind of that backing behind us to call upon young players and things like that. So there's a lot of the club need to do, which they've obviously spoke about. It's just putting it all into place and having the infrastructure and the things to do it. So that's important, I think.